You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam Nisiaya, and the Scaclia to lead in Homasquim Steo.
Unearthing the depths of contemporary.
The 31st Annual Vancouver Queer Film Festival takes place this August 15th to 25th at various theaters. Join us for the best in independent queer cinema, performances, workshops, panel discussions, and parties. With over 100 films from 27 countries, the Vancouver Queer Film Festival is more enthralling and entertaining than ever. Tickets are on sale now at www.queerfilmfestival.ca.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
Good afternoon. You are tuned in now to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia. This is Dunkin's Donuts, but as you may have noticed, this is not Dunkin'. My name is Eleanor, and for the next hour, I will be filling in for our beloved host as he takes some very necessary summer vacation time. Necessary because it's necessary for all of us. Very excited to be doing this show here today. Previously, hosted shows on CITR, did many things here. It's nice to be back in the hot seat. The track we opened with today was by local band The Trolls. That's called Teeth Mountain off of their Treasure Mountain EP that came out a couple years ago now, but still classic. They played this Sunday night at a Pride show at Redgate. Fabulous, fabulous event. I hadn't seen The Trolls play in a while, and they were as amazing as they always are. Selena Kurtz, lead singer. I want her to narrate my entire life. Best hype person I've seen on stage. Great stage banter. Really just, you know, it's not easy. It's not easy to do that and make it look so effortless. So The Trolls were fabulous. All the bands that played that night were fabulous. Devours was headlining. Wow. Yeah. Just what an excellent Pride weekend. Hope everyone is nice and rested now and that it's been a few days and, you know, are ready to tear it up again this weekend. All right, let's keep it moving. The next song I'm going to play is by a band I just heard about. They're called Kit Sebastian. They released their first record this July. It's called Mantra Moderne. They are currently based in London. Their sound is fantastic. It's kind of sounds like it could have been right out of the 70s, except for it's got some modern influences as well. If you're a fan of Broadcast, Stereolab even, I feel like you will really enjoy it. This is the track Yenemita Cal. Enjoy. That was the track Horizon by the group Trash Kit. You are tuned in now to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. Duncan is away today, and I'm your host, Eleanor. That track, Trash Kit, Horizon, really just another great band. Hadn't heard of before this summer, and then they put out a album on the label Upset the Rhythm, one of my favorite labels. They've, you know, done lots of great releases, but most notably for me personally would be the stuff they've put out by the band The World, who are a California-based project with saxophone. Check them out. Trash Kit, also based out of London. They're a three-piece. Members of that band are in other projects, including Sacred Paws, Bamboo, and another one of my personal faves, Shopping. Just really great. Great album to listen to this summer. It's like kind of jazzy, kind of messy. Violin comes in every once in a while. They've been compared a little bit to other acts like The Raincoats and Sleater-Kinney. You can hear that in there, but I feel like their sound is entirely their own, which is nice. Before the Trash Kit track, it was the song Yanimida Cal by the group Kid Sebastian off of their debut Mantra Moderne. All right, let's hop back across the pond from England. As much as I love it, there's lots of great stuff happening here, including tomorrow night at the Toast Collective. On Saturday night, Toast Collective, August 10th, an event called It's the New Thing, new works showcased at the Toast. It's being put together by dearly departed music director of CITR, Andy Resto. And it's going to be a great night full of never-before-played pieces by a smattering of different musicians from the local scene. It's being billed as a night of brand new tunes and pieces or compositions and rapid fire sets. And if you know Andy, you know that he's not joking around when he says that. No wasted time. It's going to be really great. It's happening at the Toast Collective. It's $5 or pay what you can. It's going to have Ace Martins, Natasha Zerno, and Ridley Bishop, a group called Total Shock, Leisure Thief, Terry Maple, Good Evening, Oblomov, and Puke Sword. So I'm going to play a few tracks from bands playing that night. We're going to start off with a track by Oblomov called Oblomov's Theme. We'll be right back. was the track Tears in Our Eyes by Strap. And before that, you heard the song Ha by Pukesword. And at the top of the set, it was the track Oblomov's Theme by Oblomov. All three of those bands will be playing this Saturday night at the Toast Collective for It's the New Thing. I should say that the Strap band, the last song I played, I'm not sure if it's going to be the whole band or just Ace Martins, a member of the band, playing at the Toast, but the one way to find out is to go to the show yourself, Saturday night, Toast Collective. You are tuned in now to Dunkin' Donuts on CITR. I'm not Duncan, I'm Eleanor, but that's okay. Duncan suggested I could call the show Eleanor's Eclairs, which is fitting given that that's one of my favorite desserts, but it's just nice to say you're listening to Duncan's Donuts. I don't know, just has a nice ring to it. It's almost like Duncan chose a good name for his show. Anyways, other things coming up soon. I'm going to play a track for you by the band or the project called Ghost Thoughts. It's the project of Davina Schell, who is currently based in Amsterdam, I guess, but she's living here this summer. She's also in the band Non La right now. Played at Redgate this weekend, fantastic. Formerly in the band The Oz, you may have heard of them. But Ghost Thoughts is her project. And she is playing next Thursday evening out in Coquitlam. There's no address posted for the show, but if you search the event, it's got Davina, Suncat, Etienne Sue, and Terry Maple. You can message a host for the address. So that sounds like a very nice time. Terry Maple is also playing at the Toast Collective this Saturday, so lots of chances to see great music. I'm going to play the track called I'm in Love with Regina George, brackets anger, from the album Dabda by Ghost Thoughts. Enjoy.
She smiles wild, the crowd's proud, the way she flashes her lashes, I still don't know quite how. The queen bee, it's hard to see if I want to be with her or if she's who I want.
Regina George. TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities.
They are doing this by developing gender-affirming, client-centered models of service,
ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available,
and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support.
Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for the trans members of our community.
Bard on the Beach Shakespeare Festival's 30th season is running now until September 21st. It's housed in two modern theater tents and situated on the spectacular waterfront setting of Vancouver's Vanier Park. On the BMO main stage is Taming of the Shrew, a hilarious runaway hit inspired by Bard's 2007 Wild West production. This plays in repertory with the Elizabethan-era romantic comedy Shakespeare in Love. On the Howard Family stage, there are two new innovative productions, Shakespeare's All's Well That Ends Well, set in India in the 1940s, and Coriolanus, a no-holds-barred political tragedy filled with resonance for our time. For tickets and information, visit bardonthebeach.org.
Hey, this is Emily.
This is Lauren.
From Nice Apple, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Dial.
The last track you heard before the break was the song Teenage Cleopatra by the 5678s. They were a rock garage trio from Tokyo, and they've just put out a best of compilation album. It's got 14 tracks, apparently some of their favorite recordings as well as some of their most well-known ones. Also band I am new to, as I have not seen the Kill Bill franchise. Please forgive me. But for those of you who have seen it, they were propelled to more international stardom when one of their songs was used during a particularly intense scene in that movie, I am told. Before the song Teenage Cleopatra was the track Ghost Lovers by the band Las Robertas. Bit of a throwback. That song came out back in 2010 off of their album called Cry Out Loud. And at the top of the set was the song I'm in Love with Regina George by Ghost Thoughts, project of Davina Shell. Hope you're having a nice hour. I am. Getting on the radio, it's like riding a bike, apparently. I don't know. That's how I feel. Maybe you feel differently. We got a few more songs to round out the hour here. I'm going to play you the new track by Angel Olsen. She just announced a new album coming out October 3rd, I believe. It's called All Mirrors. I'm going to play the track for you, the title track called All Mirrors. Very exciting, very intrigued to see what this album sounds like. She definitely appears to be moving further and further away from kind of guitar-based sounds. A lot more synths going on in this. Her voice sounds incredible, as always. But we'll see where the entire album goes. I'd be a little sad if she completely abandoned the kind of rock sensibilities, though, you know, people gotta change, people gotta progress, explore their artistic, you know, proclivities. So this is All Mirrors here on Dunkin's Donuts.
I've been watching all of my past repeating. There's no ending. And when I stop pretending, I
This is Katie J. I play drums in Lié. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver on the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people.
Unearthing the depths of contemporary cassettes and vinyl undergrounds. Ranging from DIY bedroom pop and garage rock all the way to harsh noise and, of course, drone. Pop Drone, every Wednesday at 10 to 11:30 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
My advice to young girls would be, go home after school.
Mm. You are tuned in now to Dunkin's Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territories at the University of British Columbia. You just heard the song Half Colored Hair by the artist Black Belt Eagle Scout. They are based out of Portland, and that's off of their forthcoming album, At the Party with My Brown Friends. That'll be out at the end of August. It looks like they're going to be on a little tour, be playing in Victoria on August 21st. So if you want to hop on a ferry, you could go see them. Really looking forward to that album. It's coming out on the 30th of August on Saddle Creek Records. I think it's going to be very good. There's a few singles up on Bandcamp now if you want to go check them out. Before that, it was the song Grapefruit by the band Juice Girls. They are a five-piece band from Halifax, Nova Scotia. I found them by perusing the Sappy Fest music festival lineup. Really, really wish I could have gone this year. One day I'll make it to Newfoundland. I think that's where it is. Somewhere in the Maritimes. And at the top of the set, it was the song All Mirrors by Angel Olsen off of her forthcoming album of the same name. All right, we've reached the end, my friends. It has been a pleasure filling in for Duncan here on Duncan's Donuts. My name is Eleanor. Hopefully I'll be back again sometime soon. I'm going to leave you with a track by an artist named Anadol. They are from Berlin, and they put out an album.